Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are now under an hour from L.A. Live. Hits the air every night, 540 here in the nation. Okay, got a three-round mock coming out of the Super Bowl. Well, Chuck, you want to quarterback this or you want me to do it?
Either way, I'm good here. I know it's courtesy of The Athletic. So this one's going to be fun. I mean, now we're going into three rounds. This is juicy.
It is. Now, I wouldn't say the first pick that they have brings juice to mind because it's kind of repetitive at this point, Brian. Mm-hmm. This is New York Times Athletic, and it's Nick Baumgartner going with Ashton Gentry there. Most productive college running back since Barry Sanders. I looked up, you know, runners that have had the most carries in the history of NCAA football. I was wondering, is that rule of 370 that has been so historically predictive of a fall off in your career, does it apply to college? Mm-hmm. And it didn't.
It didn't.
A lot of the stars throughout history, 70s, 80s, 90s, over 400 carries.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these guys were on teams, even though they're only playing 11 or 12 games, the coaches were like, more.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're playing 12 games, maybe. I mean, That is wild. But I guess guys like Ricky Williams, Barry Sanders, like those dudes, they really were probably having 30 to 40 carries a game or touches a game.
Yeah, you know, you really didn't go away from what was working. And back then, you know, there wasn't the concern of wearing guys down. It was just kind of what players did. But, I mean, the good thing is through history, you know, those players that had an insane amount of carries at age 19, 20, 21, it didn't impact them like if you went 370 plus in your mid-20s after you'd established an NFL career and had all that, you know, sort of wear and tear on your body. So, you know, that's one of them with Gentry. After yesterday's game, I feel, you know, even more compelled to say, wow, they need trench play so much. And I feel like they need good players everywhere. But I don't know if I could move on from 12 without taking a good swing at getting a player at a more premium position. So I'd like the defensive tackle from Michigan.
Graham.
Yeah, is that him?
Yeah.
If he's around, that'd be fun. I just don't think he's getting to you.
Yeah, that would be
hard. You never know.
I think it's going to be really, really hard to get to you because the fact that I don't think their people are really, really sure about the top 10 players on this board. And I mean that I don't think there's any real clear-cut guys.
Okay, on the board here, you do have Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle at Texas. How much of a risk is that you end up with another Tyler Guyton type of rookie. I mean, that's the other thing is I can't take such a big stab that I mess up a first round pick for a third year in a row. That would be devastating. Shamar Stewart, the edge at Texas A&M. I mean, would you like to have these guys other than Ashton Jeanty?
Neither one of those guys, no.
Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle at Oregon. They got a lot of edge players.
Yeah, Harmon is really a one technique, I think, from Oregon. And so, yeah, at 12, I don't think I would take him at 12 if that's what you're asking.
I wouldn't take him over Jeanty, but I do like Harmon. I think the only like lineman I'd probably go would be Mike Green from Marshall. But I got a love for Mike Green. I'd consider him over Jeanty there, but Harmon, no.
What's your safety approach like at this point? I feel like they need good safety play, and we have a big unknown. Malachi Stark, safety Georgia, they have going 19th to the Buccaneers, Brian.
That's probably about where he needs to be taken. I don't think you would take him at 12. And, you know, I think that you know, initially when we started this process, he was consistent with being maybe a top eight pick. And I think what we're starting to see is the media scouts are catching up with the real scouts, and you're starting to see Starks, Malachi Williams, Michael Williams, and those guys start to drop down the board a little bit. They were all really high initially, and now they're more in the 20s than they are like the teen or the sixth or seventh spot that
it's
they
a good
were.
Draft for safeties.
Yeah,
you can find some guys.
Yep. Two wide receivers on the board picked in the 20s: Luther Bird in the third, Missouri, and Emeka Abuka, wide receiver, Ohio State, going 21-22. I just feel like we've seen Dak struggle even when he's got a good host of skill position players out there running routes because of what we saw yesterday with Patrick Mahomes. Just the pressure is too much. I just don't know if with the picture that you're painting me, Brian, there's going to be an opportunity to add the kind of lineman that I want at 12.
I really absolutely love Josh Simmons from Ohio State.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think he's the best tackle in the draft. He's got a patella tendon injury that he had to rehab from, or he had to have fixed. And I don't know what Dr. Cooper and the medical staff, whatever we learn from the combine about him, is where he will be selected.
Matthew Golden, the wide receiver, going 29 to Washington. That guy could have a hell of a career opposite Terry McLaurin.
He could have an absolute great career there.
Okay, let's jump down here to round number two. We got a 3-round mock draft from The Athletic. And at number 44, you get your wide receiver, Jaden Higgins, Iowa State. So you went running back, wide receiver here in the first two rounds. Would you guys like it?
I think that to me is more like a third round pick. Higgins is a good player. He cannot run. He is going to time very slow at the combine, and he's going to run slow at Iowa State there in Ames. But he's a hell of a football player. And, you know, like the run after catch, some you see him kind of break some tackles and stuff. But he has absolutely no juice when it comes to the running fast.
But the body control, I mean, he's going to bring some stuff to the table like you had with Michael Gallup a little bit, the contested catches. But you're right. I mean, he's a long strider, and yeah. you don't see separation there at all, which is why he's probably so good when it comes to contested catches.
He is one of the best in the country when it comes to contested catches, and Zach's right, because he doesn't separate.
At 76, we go to Ole Miss and get the edge, Jared Ivey. Would that get a broadest thumbs up if the Cowboys went there?
That's more of a fourth-round player to me right there. I've got like four or five guys. Robinson, Birch. I think from Oregon would be a better player for me than Ivy would. So yeah, I think that would be a little rich for me.
I think Brian, you're using your length here. You just swatted Nick Baumgartner's 3-round mock into the 15th row right there. Is what happened.
There's just a lot of guys that he has the Cowboys passing on.
That's what the problem. I haven't seen
that I would take over the dudes he's got selected.
Yeah,
you know, like Jaden Higgins, Jahad Campbell still on the board, the linebacker from Alabama. That might be the best linebacker in the draft.
That's a second round linebacker for me right there. You talk about Walker and then Campbell would be the two guys I think. And it's a linebacker room that's not very good.
You know, I'd take a swing there. You also have Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle out of Texas. I'd be very excited about in the second round over a guy like Higgins. He's also got Jack Besh from TCU, who went late at 56. I think he's better than what Higgins is personally out of Iowa State.
I would take Besh over. I would take Trey Harris, Royals, Tez Johnson, all those guys over.
Now you got Tez Johnson's receiver coach. I wonder if he starts fighting for his guy, Tez Johnson might end up having a better opportunity to come to Dallas.
Okay, I think Baumgartner needs some work here in his buildup. Maybe he could go to Brian Broaddus's draft media school and figure some things out. We go to Chad Ruderreuter at NFL.com.
Hell yeah.
Ruderreuter.
He's got a 3-round mock for us as well. T. McMillan at number 12, 6'5". This guy makes plays. Is he going to be there? Would you guys
CeeDee Lamb. That'd be CeeDee Lamb falling to 17 if you can get Tet McMillan there.
Wow.
At 12. That'd be best receiver in the draft. We're having a party, boys. Yeah. That is a perfect compliment to CeeDee Lamb.
I wonder how he got you to, but might be a gas mask situation there, but let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound encouraging. I mean, if you're going to get a wide receiver, if you get McMillan, I mean, if people didn't get to see Arizona play or haven't seen his highlights or his tape or something, it is an absolute treat to watch this dude play.
He's awesome. Yeah.
He's physical. He's slick. He's got great hands. At 44, I think Brian's going to like this. We go to where Bill Belichick's hanging out, and you snag Omari and Hampton, the running back from North Cackalack.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I really do like Johnson from Iowa, but yeah, that would be a great pick. If you want to be honest, this guy is DeMarco Murray to me. When you watch him play, his style of running and the way that he's able to kind of, you know, his ability to break tackles and make some people miss. But I would love that Hampton in the second round at 44. I think it'd be an outstanding pick.
And then at 76 there in the third round, defensive tackle out of South Carolina, T.J. Sanders.
He's a top three technique I have in the third round. And I would absolutely love that.
One, two, three. So you crush your draft right there. Let's go, Ruderreuter.
Yeah, this guy's got it down for drafting.
Well, right on. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A lot of draft coverage. Free agency talk is really going to start building up, I would say, end of next week at the latest. Mm-hmm. Maybe even sooner with some of these early guys re-signing and whatnot. But coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, Chief, in addition to the finest, where are you taking us?
The four people you don't want to be today after Super Bowl licks. That's next year in the nation.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
purchase.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.